This is The Bible Show.
Welcome to The Bible Show Daily. We believe in the power of God's Word, so we want to be in it each and every day. So where are we at in the Bible today, Sam?
Today we're going to be in Philippians chapter 2, which is one of the great chapters on humility. And it lifts up the perfect example of humility, which is our Lord Jesus. But as we're reading this, it's going to be Philippians 2, 3 to 11. But I want you to pay special attention to how Jesus does not consider equality with God something to be grasped, which is kind of a wild statement, and we'll get into that. So you want to read it for us?
Yeah, so here it is. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Yeah, so this is just an incredible passage that says, hey, you should consider others' interests. You should, you know, not consider yourself greater than you are. And then it's like, you know, these are commands that are coming from the Word of God. But then it's like, just be like God. You know, here's Jesus who is actually God in the flesh, but it says he doesn't count equality with God something to be chased after. Like, he's not going around being like, no, I don't have to do that. I'm God. Don't you realize I'm God? Like, he pours himself out and he just serves. And it gives you this ethic in the kingdom that is all over the place, which is that the humble will be exalted and the proud will be humbled. And you see that everywhere. There's a formula in scripture that seems to be throughout, that if you take your glory before suffering, you end with suffering, right? Mm-hmm. But if you take your suffering, if you invest, if you persevere, if you do the right thing, then you get glory later. And this idea, like, I think it's fascinating that Paul is writing that though he had the form of God, here's actual God in human flesh, it's like he's not going, hey, you know, I don't count equality with God something to chase after, which should make us think back to Genesis 3, because what was the ultimate temptation that Satan dangled in front of Adam and Eve?
You'll be like God.
You'll be like God. Don't you want that? Don't you want to grasp that? Don't you want to chase after that? You know what it's like to be like God. And in our minds, what do? Like, what is it like to be like God? Oh, you get to just exist in a universe, and I could just make my own food, and I could get my own money, and just snap my fingers, I'm so powerful, everyone will have to do whatever I say. And then you actually meet God in the scriptures, and what's he like? He comes to serve. He doesn't use his power to abuse. He doesn't use his power to lord it over. He comes to die on a cross to redeem people around him. And I think if Satan had come to Adam and Eve in those days and been like, hey, do you want to be like Jesus? Do you want to die? Do you want to serve? Do you want to? They would be like, you know.
Here's what that looks like.
Because that's what it means to be like God. And here's the crazy thing. And I just want to park here. Because when you humble yourself, remember, humility before glory, always. When you humble yourself enough to know that I'm poor in spirit, I don't have what it takes. Like, my soul is just bankrupt. I'm never going to measure up to God. I'm constantly a mess. Like, I need you to transform me and call me to better. I need your power in me to become more holy, but I certainly need you to forgive me of my sins. I need your righteousness, because mine is all tainted. Like, I need you, Jesus. When you humble yourselves, listen to what Christ's mission. Do you want to know why he did all that stuff? Here it is, because it's all over the New Testament. He did this, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15, so that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Wow.
What? And you want to talk about being like God? Here it is, because that's your fate. You're meant to be like God. That's not a bad thing. It's just a matter of how you get there. Satan comes and says, take it. You're powerful enough. You're good enough on your own. Just seize it. You can be like God. And the gospel comes and says, it's not in your power. You got to humble up. You got to come to Jesus. You got to recognize your faults. And you know what happens when you do that? You leave it in Jesus's hands. You know what he does? He makes you like God. Romans 8:28 or 8:29. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined what? To be conformed to the image of his son. In other words, to be like God, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Or 1 Corinthians 15:49. Listen to how many of these. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust who died, Adam, he returned to the dust. We shall also bear the image of the man of heaven, the immortal one, the heavenly one. That's our future. 2 Corinthians 3:18. We all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, looking to Jesus, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. It's not going to stop. The moment we start becoming more like him, and then another degree of glory, and then another degree of glory, and this goes on forever, ever increasing glory that we share in with him, forever and ever becoming more like God. Colossians 3:9-10. You've put off the old self with its practices, and you have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge after the image of its creator. You're becoming more like him. 2 Peter 1:4. He has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises. Why? So that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature. What does that mean? Will, you're going to become a partaker of the divine nature?
Crazy.
Like your sinful nature, it's going to be shed away. And you're going to be consumed into the divine nature, no sinful impulses at all, totally remade, absolutely like God, in finite capacities. 1 Peter 5:1, you are to be a partaker in the glory that is to be revealed. Like God wants to share his glory with you. He deserves it all. You know what he does with all of it? Shares it.
Yep.
That's just who he is. And then I love this one because it's really instructive. 1 John 3:3. We know that when he appears, we will be like him because we will see him just as he is. And I love two parts of that. One, when he comes back, you're going to be like God. That temptation that Satan was like, hey, you could be like God. Jesus is like, you're going to be like God.
Hold on, it'll happen.
But not that way. And how are you going to be like God? Because this is something we can do now. We can start to do now, right? You will be like him because you will see him just as he is. So what is the key to becoming like God?
By beholding him.
By looking at him. You see how beautiful he is. You study his word. You get to know him more and more. And it's like all of a sudden, whatever you find to be most beautiful, your soul will conform to it. If your most precious thing in this world is something over here, everything in you will draw toward it. But if the Lord is the most precious thing in the world, you can't help but become like him. And on that day, with far greater capacity, and you're going to see him as he actually is, in a blink of an eye, you will become like him, radically transformed, and then you will continue on this journey from one degree of glory to another for all of eternity. So here's Jesus, who comes into the world actually as the infinite God, who says, I don't need that. I'll set all the accolades and claims aside to serve. Why? So that the ones I serve can be like God. That's our God. That's how amazing he is.
That is amazing.
What jumps out at you in that?
I think just the reminder that I become what I behold, and very practically look at my calendar and my day and be like, what you behold most today? Because a lot of days it's not always Jesus.
Yeah.
And then I wonder why my soul feels distant, or I wonder why, you know, my behavior is changing. It's like, well, this is why. The practicalness that God is giving us, it's like, okay, make the choice today and tomorrow. You're not going to be perfect at it, but take it seriously.
Yeah, I think that's good. That's really good. And then for me, I think I get so excited, like not excited to just check out and be like, I'm going to heaven, but like what is in store for us? The inheritance that we have is so amazing. And to know you're not going to get bored in heaven. You're not going to hit I'm here. Yeah, this is nice. It's loving. And yeah, it's peaceful.
It's not like retirement.
Right. You're always growing from one degree of glory to the next. You'll never be bored. Every day will be better than the next because you're always growing more into his image forever and ever and ever and ever, growing in your capacities to be like him. That's exciting to me. I want to start it now. And we can.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, let's go to him now. Lord, we praise you that we can talk about you like this. that we can be excited, Lord, for what is going to happen to us, that we can trust you, that heaven's going to be beautiful because you're there and because what you're doing in us and through us. So, Lord, forgive us right now for our pride. Would you fill us with your Holy Spirit and transform us into humility? Would you take those idols that we hold and would you just release them from us? Lord, let us behold you today. Lord, let us see you. Let us grow more and more into your glory and let that be exciting to our souls. So we just thank you for who you are. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for listening to The Bible Show. If you enjoyed this podcast, please remember to like and subscribe and leave a kind review to help us in the world of tech algorithms. Also, feel free to share with a friend. We'll see you next week with another episode of The Bible Show.